This is Dale Connolly reporting. News meant for amusement. This week, actors who star in TV and radio commercials went on strike against their employers, the ad agencies, and their clients who make the advertisements that clutter up our media. Wendy Vapers reports.
2, 4, 6, 8. Better wages taste great. Hey, hey, ho, ho. Skip the talent, no show. Give me a script, feed my tights. Out of our hands and back to the mice.
To get in the front door of Shallow, Shameless, Trite, and Mercenary, a Los Angeles advertising firm. Angry actors blocked the entrance so they could talk to the press about their problems.
Who am I? I'm the you you want to be. A hard-working father of beautiful children who believe in the American dream. The dream that one day, Dad will get one call to do one commercial. One commercial that can feed one family for one whole year. Sadly, for my family, that dream is dying. Are you going to let it fade away? Call the agencies and the clients to say the best and most real people on TV are still the professional actors. Let's keep it that way. Pledge your support so there can be hope.
That was commercial actor Brad Hijinks. I asked Ted Shameless, president of the ad agency, to explain the strike from his perspective.
Well, it's simple, really. Advertising has become too expensive. It's a labor-intensive business, and it costs extra to keep it focused on the client.
How so?
Well, when you need to make a TV ad, you need copywriters who spend hundreds of hours creating brilliant material that is thrown out by the client. Then there are account executives who fawn over the client at the fancy restaurants, and production people who haul expensive equipment to exotic locations to shoot fantastic images that impress the client. And, of course, the TV networks who sell the airtime at prices that would bankrupt a small country, but not the client.
Wow, that's a lot of clients.
Yes, and I'm saying the elegant balance of all this are the unreasonable actors who only communicate our message to the public. That's all they do. Often they don't even meet the client.
I thought there was more to it than that.
No, Wendy, and in this very complicated business, which is all about writing and fawning and throwing things out and eating, traveling, charging lots of money, someone who only communicates, I mean, we all communicate, don't we? And if they're so good at it, how come their complaints about not having enough money haven't moved me? Huh?
Meanwhile, the actors promise to stick together, hoping their strike will get the general public to put pressure on the industry to stop using non-union talent. I asked some members of the general public to tell me what they thought about that, but their answers were either too boring or incoherent. So then I asked some of the picketing actors to play members of the general public, which they were more than happy to do.
Oh, I'm a big fan of primetime commercials. Just a big fan. You know,
really?
If the faces change there, I'm going to be real upset.
What's your favorite commercial?
Oh, well, I guess, you know, it's been a few years, but the man in the rowboat in the toilet case.
Oh yeah, I love that guy.
He made me believe, you know, an amateur just couldn't pull that off, honey.
Are we talking about the toilet tank guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I miss him.
And yeah, don't forget daytime commercials and those soup-stirring moms.
Oh, those moms. You know, they were more my mom than my real mom was.
Anybody can stir soup, but give a professional actor a spoon in an empty bowl, and she can make you taste it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you really had me going there. I thought for a minute I was talking to real people.
I'm not that hard.
Do you know when this is going to run?
And so, television must continue forward without the famous voices and faces that make up so much of its irresistible appeal. And we, as viewers, we'll be forced to suffer, for the time being, frozen in front of our television sets, watching amateur actors not quite successfully pretending to be the people we most want to see on TV, ourselves. I'm Wendy Vapers, and I'm reporting.